This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jenny Lewis is the lead singer of that band. She was the girl in like a bunch of 80s movies. She was in The Wizard.
The 80s one with Michael Jackson?
I meant The Wizard. Sorry, oh, I got you. Okay. There was The Wiz and The Wizard, but The Wizard was the one with Fred Savage, and they were introducing Mario Brothers 3, and they were going to that video game tournament.
Oh.
You've never seen The Wizard?
I have not seen The Wizard. Something I should put on my list to do?
I know the movie's like 2 hours long. I'm wondering if I should just go send you home to do that right now. You've never seen The Wizard?
No, I don't.
It was the introduction to Mario Brothers 3. We as a world never saw that video game until that movie came out. Basically, they stole a car and went on a car ride to wherever this video game convention was being played. Remember the Power Glove?
I'm looking at the poster of it and the information. I have never heard of this before.
There was a bad guy that was chasing them, and so Jenny Lewis gets rid of him when they're out in public by going, "He touched my breast." That's like the famous line from The Wizard. What year did that movie come out?
1989.
Oh, okay. So we're guessing the year of the alarm clock banger that I'm playing. Rilo Kiley, The Moneymaker, 07. Yes.
Yeah, they're actually reissuing their debut album on vinyl from the 2001, and they are going to be on streaming services for the first time ever.
They're a great band. I have a very famous story. There's a reason that I knew that it was 2007, because the most embarrassing thing in my entire career happened 1 or 2 weeks into my entire career. I was in Seattle, the station that Laszlo worked for, and we had this outdoor performance area. We had a special guest, and it was Rilo Kiley. They came with a giant group of people, like too many to even count, right? And there's apparently someone special with them, but no one would tell me who it was. Mm-hmm. And so the band's like setting up and doing all their stuff, but I needed something in the green room. Pop over to the green room, and someone is sitting on the couch, a woman sitting on the couch with a black jacket, a black hat, black glasses. And it startled me because I didn't think anybody was going to be in there.
Yeah.
So what is the Jordan thing to say? You know, I'm going to make a joke out of this weird situation, right? So I say to her, sorry, I'm not here to steal anything. I just need to grab a battery.
Hmm.
And she scoffs in the meanest scoff that I still feel under my skin. And I was like, okay, bitch, go over, grab a battery. It was on the ground, so I showed her my butt crack, basically. Didn't even care, didn't even pull up my pants. Leave, and she was shooting me daggers for the rest of the Rilo Kiley performance.
Who was that person, Jordan?
The radio station didn't tell me, because they knew that I would freak out. Winona Ryder.
Wasn't that right after she got caught shoplifting?
Yeah, shoplifting. Yeah. I'm surprised Lazo has let me live that down even like a long time later.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
That same summer that the Rilo Kiley thing happened with Winona Ryder, Jimmy Eat World were there, and my worst interview of all time.
Why was it so bad?
I was new and they didn't give me a break.
Ooh.
That's a thing. They just answered everything with one word.
That's difficult.
Right? Isn't it awkward? That's what it felt like. I mean, I thought I set them up with good questions. I asked them things like they had a local band to where they live, which I think they're in like Arizona. They had a local band on tour with them. And so I was setting them up with, mm-hmm. hey, what's one of the, some of the good local bands that are in your area? And they're like, none. Worst interviews, dude. You did a great job with your interview with the comedian Mark Normand.
Yep.
And I hope you never have an interview where the person basically doesn't want to be there, but their PR people are making them because they're awful interviews.
That's my fear. I've heard the interviews where they only give just the one and it's just a scramble to basically finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're just like, why are we doing this? Why are you here? Why are you here? You're contractually obligated. Oh, yes, you are. Okay, I've got it. Dude.
What?
Are we weird?
Yeah? That's a question for us?
Are we weird? Like weird though?
We're not normal.
I guess what's normal?
That, touche.
Hmm. But if there was a normal, we're definitely not.
No.
Okay.
On the spectrum of things that are weird, mm-hmm. we are off the charts.
Okay. Not the scary weird.
No, the interesting, quirky kind of weird.
Okay, good. Not the what are they doing at home when they're alone weird.
Correct. The I want to hang out with you, not please don't kill me.
Oh, okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that scene in the movie The Craft where the girls get off the bus and the bus driver's like, look out for those weirdos. And then Nancy Faruza Balk goes, we are the weirdos, mister. That's another movie amazing. I need you to. That was a good one. But I was on Reddit this morning and I saw this beautiful photo that someone took at the Parkville Nature Sanctuary. It's so beautiful. It's hard to describe, but can you describe it?
That's your local?
Yeah.
Parkville? Wow. Yeah, it's a nature scene, a slight waterfall trickle. It is just beautifully composed with the water down the rocks and the green, and just feels a very relaxing environment.
Yeah, this is like something that is on the wall when you go get a massage.
Yeah, it's background on your new iPhone.
Ooh, nice. What are some, just like immediately, I'm going to take it away. I'm going to show you that picture again that you just described, which is on Reddit, the Parkville Nature Sanctuary, that a member of the Kansas City, I was going to say member of the Buzz family, but we don't know. Remember, someone that lives in Kansas City took. But when you look at this photo,
okay,
give me like your first thought. Boom.
Painting.
Okay. Give me another one.
Nature walk.
Okay.
Why? What's?
See, when I saw that picture for the very first time,
yeah,
my immediate reaction, my gut reaction was, oh my God, I want to make that into a puzzle. And I want to make that puzzle.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
Chris, I'm looking ahead at your On This Day in History, on this day in 1945.
Mm.
That really happened?
Yeah.
And the person was okay?
Well, survived. Not sure if okay is the correct term.
Listen, survived if you did what happened to that woman on this day in 1945? If that happened and she survived, oh my God. Even if every bone was broken, what do you do? What do you do? I'm not prepared for that kind of situation. And I use one of these 10 times a day.
Can you get prepared for a situation such as this?
Did Mythbusters ever do something on if you could jump?
I think so.
Can you jump?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it feels like gravity would be.
Yeah, because normally you just die.
Okay, but this lady, in 1945, on this day, you're going to tell us about coming up with On This Day in History in about 10 minutes. She survived it.
Mm-hmm.
That many?
I had to make sure it was not an error, but yes. It's also in the Guinness World Records.
Wow. I wonder if she was shorter. What? I don't know. I just feel like your spine would go... No?
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at Jordin Silver.
Don't swear, I just turned on your mic, Chris.
We're gonna learn some history. Get our ready for the Buzz family.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. Weird digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Number one, no, I am not playing music from my phone. The real Slim Shady, that even surprised me.
Yeah, is it? Are we back in 2000?
I don't know what's going on. I like it, though. Give me some throwbacks from the 2000s.
Not complaining.
I dig it. Journey does that twice a week on her show. All right, Chris, obviously you are very excited to teach the Buzz family because you were rapping before we hit the intro to this song. So I'm going to back up and just tell the Buzz family it is Tuesday, July 28th. Chris is presenting you with what happened on this day in history. Chris, hit the Buzz family with what happened on this day in 2016, please.
The earliest evidence of cancer in humans is found in a 1.7 million year old toe fossil found in South Africa.
Cancer is that old?
Mm-hmm.
You think this is because Eve ate that apple?
A direct result. On this day in 2000, Kathy Lee Gifford made her final appearance as co-host of Live with Regis and Kathy. Here's the final moment.
Wow, Friday, goodness. July 28th, the year 2000, and this is how it ends. Yes.
The what longest a week. Goodbye in the history
the
of the world.
The most relentless.
Enough.
Farewell in the history of television.
Wow, on this day in 2000, Kathy Lee Gifford made her final appearance as co-host of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, Regis just made his final appearance. What?
I can't. On this day in 1994, the last steel beam is placed on Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do you know why they picked Cleveland?
No.
Money, 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 money.
Cleveland has money?
Apparently they offered the best financial package, and that is why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Ohio.
On this day in 1992, Prince trademarks his symbol and then uses it as his name. Here's him explaining why.
I had searched deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to make a change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it.
God, the DMV's already a pain in the ass, right? Imagine if you changed your name to a symbol. Now I know why they're always so angry at the DMV. Makes sense.
The reason he was called the artist formerly known as Prince is because the media was like, we don't know how to pronounce that.
Right, that's not on anybody's keyboard. You can't do that. He wants to be in a higher plane of existence, but he is about to take all of us down because we have no idea how to refer to you anymore, buddy.
On this day in 1951, Alice in Wonderland was released in theaters. Bit of the trailer.
Step into Alice's topsy-turvy world, where things appear to be what they're not, and things that are not appear to be. Alice's Adventure in Wonderland is an experience to remember.
I'm not sure if they're talking about that movie or 2020.
Foreshadowing. Alice in Wonderland. Foreshadowing to what 2020 would be like. Nice, Chris.
On this day in 1945, a U.S. bomber hits the Empire State Building, severing elevator cables, causing a woman to fall 75 stories in the elevator, which is the world record for longest surviving elevator fall.
Betty Lou. Her name was Betty Lou, also known as, quote, elevator girl. God. You have audio?
Yeah, I have audio. This is the newsreel from the Empire State Building.
I'm going to need that.
The plane crashed into the 78th and 79th stories at a speed of about 200 miles an hour. It smashed through seven walls. Blazing petrol set 11 stories of the building on fire. No one knew what had happened, but firemen were on the job, and in very quick time, they had the fires out.
So, you said earlier that Betty Lou survived it, but wasn't doing too good. Do you know anything about her injuries? Did they write anything about that?
I don't know much about it, but she did kind of go... It became her famous, and she was able to...
She got famous because she fell 75 stories in an elevator. Well, Taylor from the text line texted us that Mythbusters did do an episode or a segment on that myth that if you're falling down an elevator, if the elevator's cut and it's going down, if you can just jump at the end, you'll be totally fine. And according to Taylor, because I did not have enough time to check out the YouTube video that he sent with it, he said that Mythbusters found that you could jump up to 2 miles an hour, but the elevator, when it falls, at least when they were trying it on Mythbusters, fell at 53 miles an hour. Oh my God, that lady made it. Cindy Lou, Betty Lou, Betty Lou Oliver.
She was 20 years old.
That's why she made it.
On this day in 1943, President FDR announces the end of coffee rationing.
Could you imagine if they tried to pull that now? Like, 2020. Listen, this is going to be a weird year. We're going to need you to quarantine for, like, most of it. We need you to wear a mask. Like, you're about to go do a surgery everywhere. We're going to need you to figure out another way to wipe your bum because TP's going to be out. We could survive that. Mm-hmm. But if there was coffee rationing, mutiny.
On this day in 1917, the Silent Parade took place in New York City to protest murders, lynching, and other violence directed towards members of the African Americans. There were tens of thousands of African Americans dressed in their finest, silently marching in New York City to send a powerful message.
Probably before video reels, huh? That'd be a powerful image to see. And you had an update yesterday with the news with Levi Harrington, the man who was lynched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they removed the memorial, and they're making a new one, and will dedicate it sometime in the near future.
Awesome.
And on this day in 1914, the foxtrot was first danced in New York City by Harry Fox, designed for people who couldn't really dance. Want to learn the foxtrot?
Yeah. How do you do it?
You basically just grab your partner in a quick, gentle embrace.
Nope.
All right.
Done. If it's not putting your left foot in, your left foot out, your left foot back in, and shaking it all about, I ain't doing that. I can't dance. Mm. Can you do the foxtrot alone?
No.
Damn, I did last night.
On this day in 1900, Louis Lanson created the first hamburger. Here's his great-grandson of that guy.
One day, a customer was in a great rush. He said, you know, I got to get going. What can we do to expedite this? And my great-grandfather thought about it and said, well, let me chop it up, put it between two slices of bread, and get him on his way. And that's what he did. And hence, the hamburger sandwich was born.
I am sorry.
What?
Willis Carrier might need to be moved back. One in my favorite inventor.
Hold on.
Yeah, the guy who did the air conditioning might be moved back because on this day in history, on this day in 1900, the first hamburger was created.
That tops the air conditioning?
Look at my belly. What do you think? Who is the best hamburger in Kansas City?
I do like Town Topics. That's my first time going there was at 3 a.m. on a random day.
That's the best time to go there, by the way.
I got the triple cheeseburger.
You would.
And it was heaven to my ears. Have you found a favorite yet?
I have. And RIP, it's at Hopcat in Westport.
Oh.
Because they are closing. Hopcat, besides the fact that they like stuff their burgers with cheese too, like the burger, there's cheese inside that, they also put a knife in the top of it, and I just think that that's badass. I don't need it. I don't cut the burger in half, but it's cool to have a weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
You could take that home, right? That's it's like a Cracker Jack prize, right?
I mean, it'd be stealing, but
oh, crap. Do you think that that's why they went out of...
I hope not.
Can you delete this from the podcast?
Nope.
Unofficial holidays, Christopher.
It is Buffalo Soldiers Day, Jordan.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, they were the first all-African-American regiment in the... Army
no, you're
after
taking this out of the podcast, Chris.
The Civil War.
Take it out of the podcast, Chris. Take this out of the podcast. Please, 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 please.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Oh, Christmas. All right, all right. It's even in the song, man. He describes what Buffalo Soldiers are in the song. How many times? Chris, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know everything. You know, at least I can admit that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to write that 200 times.
Oh, I'm already only done it once. Buffalo Soldiers were the
100 in print, 100 in cursive.
Who does that? I don't even know how to write cursive.
Well, this is how you learn.
Ugh.
You didn't know what a Buffalo Soldier
were. Buffalo Soldiers were the first all African American regiment. God, in the army. So 100 print, 100 cursive?
Yep.
God, this really is like school, Chris.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Come on, dude. I have arthritis, all right? I have carpal tunnel syndrome. I haven't written with a pen and a piece of paper in a long time, and it hurts.
You've written 2 paragraphs.
Yeah, I've written it 12 times.
Well, you have, 188 more to go?
Dude. Because
if I let you go on this, you're gonna know that I don't follow through with my consequences and punishments.
God damn it, you sound like me now. That's not fair. I have so many other things to do. There's a text line that I need to respond to. I've got to figure out how we're going to do the rest of the show. I am sorry that I did not know who the Buffalo Soldiers were.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
You're going to make me write this 200 times. Buffalo Soldiers were the first all African-American regiment in the Army. Come on, dude. Look, my wrist is going to fall off.
You know what?
What?
You will never forget this again.
Can't you just take the ruler out on me, please, Dr. Minders?
Jordan Silver on the bus.
See, the text line. I got a text. And from the Buzz family that says, don't feel bad. It's okay. I didn't know what a Buffalo Soldier was either. Also, Chris,
what?
Soldier, when you're writing on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
It is not like when you're typing on your phone or your computer. A little red line does not show up when you spell something incorrectly when you're writing with pen and paper. And Soldier is my spelling Achilles heel.
Soldier?
Soldier in restaurant. Soldier. I cannot spell soldier.
S-O-L-D-I-E-R?
Soilder is what I write. Buffalo Soilder.
I will.
We're the first all African American regiment in the Army.
I will make.
Yeah, come on, dude. My wrist is gonna.
I don't ever normally do this, but I'm going to heed this one time.
Oh, we're doing the ruler thing? Yeah.
You want to
do the ruler thing?
I will allow you to halt this punishment if you tell me what you think a Buffalo Soldier is and or was.
Not the ruler thing? You can do 200 lashings. I'm fine with that. But
No. Tell me what you think a Buffalo Soldier was prior to this knowledge being dropped.
And then I can stop.
Then you can
writing
stop.
The 200 sentences? If I admit what I thought a Buffalo Soldier was?
Yep.
I'll take the sentences.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
You said he did a freestyle?
Yeah, on The Buzz's Instagram.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, even said your name on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish someone would have told me that. Christopher.
Are you saying I should have told you about that?
Maybe, if you knew it. Actually, you know what? It's me, because I spend a lot of time on Instagram. And actually got a lot of messages. BuzzFam, you never know exactly what sticks with what you in the car like us to talk about. Because we're in this room with our microphones talking to each other. We're not getting to see your reaction. So does this work? Does this not work? I don't know. And I didn't know exactly if me talking about going to see my psychic again was going to be a big deal. But I only mentioned it briefly yesterday and got so many messages from people that were like, what's the update? What happened? What did she say? So I love that people are invested in this. But Well, I saw Jamie Collins. She's my psychic in Kansas City, Kansas. KCK.
This is the second time you've gone.
Yes, to see her because her first reading was so good. Again, she doesn't dance around anything. It's like she knows It's like she knows. Mm-hmm. You know, she wasn't like, there's a female that's coming to me. She's older, blah, blah, blah. She's like, your grandma died in 2010. She had a surgery that she never woke up from. Oh, how do you know that, Miss Collins? Shoot.
There's no dancing around that.
No, there's no. No. Apparently my grandmother's in the room. She had something to say to me, too, when I went to go see the psychic on Friday. My grandmother is apparently upset with me beyond the grave because I'm not nicer to my mother.
Your grandmother's upset about that?
Yeah. Her daughter.
Is that going to change her behavior?
I guess so. My grandmother's yelling at me from beyond the grave to be nicer to my mom. And then I started asking my psychic, wait, is that because my mom's going to die soon? These are reasons why I haven't brought this part up. Other thing that the psychic said on Friday when I went to go see her, she said that Sour Castle is definitely haunted and beware that there might be a ghost that will attach to me.
But you don't believe in ghosts, so are you okay with that?
We'll see what happens.
What does it mean when a ghost attaches to you?
I don't think it's good, Chris. I really don't.
Would this ghost replace the priest? Or in addition to, you think?
Oh, God, do I have more than one invisible ghost person just walking behind me at all times?
You just have this ghost entourage?
Why can't I have a real-life entourage? Actually, no, I'll trade all of that for a girlfriend. Shut up, Chris. Also, psychic had nothing to say to my girlfriend. Hey, when am I going to meet the love of my life? Well, your grandmother's really upset with you. All right, cool. I'll be nicer to my mom. When am I going to meet the love of my life? Well, there's a ghost at Sour Castle. The psychic did say, though,
yeah,
that she thinks that I am intuitive.
Does that mean you're psychic?
Slightly, yeah.
You're psychic?
Well, that's what she is saying. And the thing is, I study psychology for fun. I'd love to know how people work, why mm-hmm. they work. To me, it helps me do a better job here with what we do, to be able to tell stories and pick content and stuff mm-hmm. that really is going to make a big deal to our Buzz family. So I thought it was just that. Maybe I'm just really good at analyzing people.
I don't know, because there's been times when you have said things or brought in things where if you weren't psychic, I don't see how you would have. So I can totally see this. What was her name again?
Jamie Collins.
Jamie. I can totally see Jamie being correct with your psychic abilities because you have proven to me that you have an intuition. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking into my magic crystal ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make me write the rest of these sentences, Chris... If you don't know what we're talking about, go to the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. Updated at 10 a.m., you'll hear all about why I'm writing sentences. If you don't, oh no, I can't use this for bad. I can't use this for evil. Something happened yesterday that my friend came over.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out. And then when she was leaving, I got an Imagine Dragons song stuck in my head. We weren't listening to Imagine Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching Supermarket Sweep, actually. There's definitely no Imagine Dragons on Supermarket Sweep because I don't even think they were born when Supermarket Sweep started in 1991.
Probably not.
But I got an Imagine Dragons song stuck in my head, and so I walked her down to her car and then went inside my building, and I looked at my phone. And Imagine Dragons, she had taken a picture of the radio, and Imagine Dragons were on.
See? You're psychic. You would not be able to know that if you weren't half psychic with these special abilities.
No, Chris. I think that my psychic ability is that I can predict when Imagine Dragons is on the radio, and that sucks.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Earlier today, Chris and I, Buzz family, were talking about the movie The Wizard. 1989, the video game movie, Fred Savage, some other guy that I guess never grew up to do anything, and Jenny Lewis, and the movie from IMDb, 1989, says a boy and his brother run away from home and hitchhike across country with the help of a girl they meet, and their ultimate goal is to complete the ultimate video game championship. They steal a car?
Never even heard about it until you brought it up.
They introduced Mario 3 from this movie. They waited. Nintendo waited. What year were you born?
86.
All right. This movie came out in 89. I don't think I saw it in 89. I remember watching it on HBO when it would replay, which is weird because we were really poor. Why'd we have HBO?
Good question.
Mom?
Maybe it was one of those free weekends.
Dad? Well, we liked movies. Shut up. Probably. We liked movies, though. I mean, that's the thing that you do. Do you like movies?
I love movies. And the 80s were a great time for the movies.
I just feel, I mean, I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but you just seem like the kind of guy that has seen and known The Wizard and could probably quote it.
No.
All right, I got a trailer from The Wizard because this is a good movie.
Corey's taking his brother Jimmy on a ride, but Jimmy's got a secret.
You got 50,000 on Double Dragon?
That could make this the ride of their lives.
Look at him. He's a wizard. He's headed for the video championship.
This guy?
What is that?
Power glove.
Yeah, well, just keep your power gloves up front, right?
With a touch of romance and a ton of trouble. Frank Savage, The Wizard.
He touched my breast. The power glove. I think they introduced the power glove.
Probably. Goodness.
Did you have a Nintendo?
I did have a Nintendo. And I loved Mario Party 3.
Mario Party 3? What about the
Super
original
Nintendo
ones?
Yeah, the original. I had all that, yeah. But this movie does not ring any bells.
That's ridiculous. I feel like you would really, as a good friend of yours, I feel like you would really associate yourself with the kid that is good at the video games whose name I forgot, which now this sounds like an insult, but it's not. He's a very good video game player. What did you do in your childhood?
Read encyclopedias. Went to the library to read more encyclopedias, dictionaries, and I helped my teacher clear the blackboard. Those are the memories of my childhood.
Your family didn't say, hey, let's get together and go to the movies.
Occasionally we went to the movie.
What, do you remember any movies that you and your family saw?
I remember going to that one hockey movie, The Mighty Ducks. I thought it was a cartoon. And when I get there and it was a movie about hockey, I was a little disappointed.
You thought it was probably about ducks and not a hockey team?
I 6-year-old me thought it was about ducks and it was a cartoon. I was so upset because I was watching a tarantula documentary on the Discovery Channel and the African people were eating them. And I was so enthralled, but they said you go to this Mighty Ducks, and if I would have known it was about hockey, I would never would have went.
Oh my God.
But, sorry, that's a prior trauma moment of mine.
I study psychology. My therapist and I have so many conversations about the way the brains work. And normally, I have something to say for everything, but I am lost with my words right now, Christopher. Is there a type of genre of movie that you love?
Informative.
Sure.
Documentary style.
I mean,
if it gets too far off of reality, it's hard for me to keep interest.
I love documentaries, too. I watched one. I canceled a date once. Because I turned on the TV when I was getting ready, and there was a documentary on Tupperware and how it changed the 50s. And I texted the girl, hey, can I push this back like 2 hours? Why? Because I'm watching a documentary on Tupperware. And she messaged me back, if you don't want to go on a date, you don't have to make a dumb excuse. I'm like, no, I am really watching. I'm really into this Tupperware documentary.
Yeah, can you send me that? Because that does sound fascinating.
Absolutely. But I also have seen all the movies that everybody's supposed to see. Did you have
supposed to see?
Yeah. Like the ones that molded your childhood. I mean, you're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a millennial, 81 to 96.
Smack dab in the middle of that.
I mean, what about Blockbuster? Don't you have any family, don't you have any memories of your family, I don't know, holding hands and singing while you go to Blockbuster?
We never had or went to Blockbuster. I have no memories of Blockbuster.
I hope they have no memories of the late fees that I accrued. Chris.
Yeah.
I'm perplexed that you have not. I kind of want to go through a list of popular millennial movies, though. Yeah, 50 movies that shaped the millennial generation and see how many of these you've seen.
To see if I've been shaped by them?
Yeah.
Okay.
To see if you've even seen them. I mean, Titanic's on here, so we know that this is a good list.
Okay.
American Pie. That's the one where he puts...
Oh, the apple pie and this one time at Band Camp.
Oh, yeah. So you have seen that one.
I've seen that one.
Of course. All right, that was a little weird. What about The Matrix?
Have I seen that? I don't think I've fully seen it all. No.
All right. Cruel Intentions.
Is that the one where they the girls kiss on a bench? Because that's the only
And
part
we'll
that
be
I...
back.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
You know what?
Because
I am following your mother on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
I mean, I knew you were friends, but actively following?
Oh, yeah. We message all the time. Love her.
Oh.
Love Mama Cindy.
Hmm.
But I remember a post that she posted on Facebook that said that she's never seen all of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. She's probably less than 25%.
But that's like the most classic movies playing all the time everywhere. She's never at the ripe, beautiful age of never ask a lady her age. I will not say the age of your mother because I don't know it. And I'm probably pretty close to your mom's age, so it sucks. But she hasn't seen all of The Wizard of Oz?
No.
So, I mean, as the matriarch of your family,
mm-hmm.
if seeing full movies or seeing what are considered classic movies is not something that she was into, maybe it just...
Looking back on it, there does seem to be not a huge priority on the arts, music, movies, stuff like that.
Did you grow up in a cult? Was this a cult? Were you on a commune?
I have been accused of being a part of a cult before, but I don't think this is that.
I've got a list of some popular millennial movies.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you have seen them. Because this all started when you told me that you had not seen The Wizard, the 1989 movie about video games, Fred Savage,
mm-hmm.
Jenny Lewis.
I hadn't even heard of it.
Until now.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I made you watch it and then give me a report on it?
You're giving me homework?
Yeah.
What would be the deal?
No, I'm sorry. Your homework is you have to watch a movie.
When would this homework be due? Because I do have to watch my daughter during the day.
Well, at least your daughter will have seen The Wizard, Chris.
Yeah, touche.
But could you look at it in your own eyes now and then give me like a real how you feel synopsis of that movie?
I could do that.
Okay. All right. We might have to do that. Here's some popular millennial movies. Have you seen Harry Potter, any of them?
Why would I?
Because it's very important if you are dating anyone over the age of 23.
No, I have not seen those Harry Potter films.
God, that's like the first question that if you start dating someone who's like 23, 24, 25, like...
Don't they ask you like
what house you
were
in? I'm like, I don't know, Slytherin? I guess that's the bad one. I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
Have you seen Garden State? That was a good movie.
What's that about?
That's a good movie. It had a great soundtrack. It came out in 2004.
No, I have not.
It's about love, kind of.
Aren't most movies about love?
Mm. Have you seen The Notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Rachel McAdams.
Oh,
she's one of my Taylor Swifts.
Oh. One of?
One of.
Who else is?
Emma Stone. Emma Stone is... Ooh, who's higher? I don't know. They're tied at one.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because they're not Siamese twins.
I could
pick
be
one.
Polyamorous and date both of them and move to Utah.
Nope, because I ain't doing the show from Utah. I ain't going there. Okay, what about 8 Mile?
Oh, the Eminem movie?
Mm-hmm.
No.
We played that song from it, too. Have you seen 500 Days of Summer?
With Zooey Deschanel?
Yes.
I have, and she's a...
She is every girl I've ever dated. I hated that movie for that exact reason.
Mm. Zooey's number two.
You can't have two girls at one.
Why? What rule says that?
My rule. The rule of picking.
Fine. It'd be Emma Stone, Rachel McAdams, and then...
Oh, damn. I put Rachel McAdams higher on that list. Have you seen Inception?
The one with the dreams?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Donnie Darko.
The one with that scary bunny?
Uh-huh.
No.
How do you know these things, then?
I see their movie posters.
Okay, that's kind of my answer, too, for famous things that I haven't seen. Like, people are like, have you seen Star Wars? And I just do, like, the hand thing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, lightsaber!
Pretty sure that's Star Trek.
Oh, no wonder I didn't get a call back. Have you seen Legally Blonde? Yes!
Yes, and the musical?
Mm-hmm.
Those are Phenomenal films.
Have you seen Mean Girls?
Yes. Oh, that's another Rachel McAdams film.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
That's the...
Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Finish that sentence.
That's the cowboy one where they're in love, right? Or something?
Mm, what do you mean by in love? Why are the cowboys in love, Chris, in the movie Brokeback Mountain?
The activities that are occurring in the tent?
What activities are occurring in the tent?
Butt stuff?
Oh, my God. You know what?
You asked me.
I know.
I tried to...
Yep. You're right. I tricked you into that cave, and I will take the blame for that. I apologize. So you haven't seen movies like Garden State, 8 Mile, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings?
No.
Those are long. Donnie Darko, you haven't seen that. You haven't seen Brokeback Mountain or Inception. But you have seen movies like Legally Blonde, Mean Girls, Bridesmaids?
Yeah, that one's funny.
I think I'm detecting a pattern.
What?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. There's a new campaign called Back to Our Roots, which is launched to encourage huge artists to play at small venues. And Ford has some robot dogs that are roaming their factories to decrease costs.
I was wondering how you were going to explain that in one sentence.
We'll have some meteor showers tonight and tomorrow that you can see, but you might have to leave the city depending on where you are for the light pollution. And a Florida man used COVID funds to buy a Lamborghini.
Cold place in hell. Is that the episode title?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, tell them about the 8 o'clock news, please.
A few weeks back, I reported on the Royals having life-size cutouts of fans to put in the seats. Well, they are installing them today after more than 700 people bought them and raised over $14,000 for food insecurity.
That's incredible.
Right.
I saw a couple people on Facebook that got theirs. I don't know why they have them, but they do. Yeah, that they're showing them off. That's got to be weird to have a life-size cardboard cutout of... Anyway, new story.
Lollapalooza will happen this year.
Okay, whoa.
On YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The set will stream starting July 30th.
It's Friday. It's Thursday.
28, 29, 30. Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is also the day that Billie Eilish is releasing a new song, My Future. The set will go to August 2nd, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time, so 5 o'clock us. It will be free, and some of the artists playing will be Youngblood, Lorde, Arcade Fire, Run the Jewel.
We learned during the heart of the pandemic that watching concerts on your couch is awesome. And we did Buzz Beach Ball for the first time in like a while, so that sounds great. I'm excited to watch some of that.
There's a... challenge accepted hashtag trending on Twitter. It's about women supporting women. Women are posting black and white selfies of themselves and challenging other women to do the same to show the world strong, powerful women.
Somebody tagged me that I haven't done it yet, and now I feel really bad. Gonna do it today. Thank you, Christopher. That's hashtag challenge accepted.
Yep.
Awesome.
Run the Jewels, which will be at Lollapalooza on YouTube. They have expanded their merchandise.
Like shirts?
Kinda.
What else do you get when you go to the towels? That's my second go-to.
Towels.
Sweatshirts?
When I go to concerts, I'm excited to go get the band's towel.
I'm frustrated with me too, man. Go ahead.
They have launched their own strain of cannabis.
Well, that's different than a towel.
It's called Ooh La La, based on a song from their last album. It says the leaf has a spice cake and vanilla icing aroma and a flavor that boasts a sweet fruit cake with an herbal tea finish. All right, it's available in California and will be in other states shortly.
My feelings are hurt about the towel thing. Sorry.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Oh, man, I've got some loose ends right now going on. Text line is... It's poppin'. We got a text in from someone who sounds like they worked with the Deftones because it says, other than hoodies, panties were the highest selling merch while I was on the road with the Deftones.
What?
Panties.
Women's underwear?
Yeah. Panties. That's...
Stop saying that word, please.
Hey, I could say that word.
You can, but I'm just politely asking you not to because it's such a... such a gross word.
Thongs.
Thongs fine, but panties, especially more.
Whoa.
I stopped.
Yeah. Did you though? What will the FCC say when your child cannot eat because you just cost your family $250,000?
Yeah, the FCC can't handle me.
Really? I mean, I swear to God that people got towels when they would. Yeah.
Nobody got towels.
I have a Taylor Swift towel.
Does anybody else?
No. It's really old.
Is it her towel? Did you stalk her house and get it from her house?
It hasn't been 7 years yet. I can't give you that answer. But Danielle was listening from her car in Lanthrop, and when we were talking about towels, she just brought us back to the early 2000s by suggesting this clip.
Well, guys, let's go to the swimming pool. Let's go take a shower. Let's go water skiing.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
There he is.
Be sure to bring a towel so you don't get all wet.
That towel always wanted to get high. Why did that towel always want to get high? Did you ever watch South Park?
Very, very little. Why did the towel want to get high?
I don't know.
Is there a joke about towels getting high?
No, but look at the other YouTube videos of Towley.
No,
he's got red eyes. He's like, want to get high? Why is a towel getting high? A towel would burn.
Yeah, it would.
Right? Also, a towel doesn't have lungs. They were not thinking.
There's never been a reason given. He's always left high and dry.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
Last week, a member of the Buzz family named Becky, that's Becky with an I, DM'd me on Instagram about when we were talking about unsolved mysteries last week. Remember when I played that audio of the ex-husband that is accused of possibly killing his ex-wife? And I played the part where he was talking about how he sleeps in bed with his dead wife's ashes. Yeah. And you thought it was creepy, and I thought it was romantic.
It's creepy.
It's romantic. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Becky, with an I, agrees with me.
You found one person that agrees with you, so that just confirms your suspicion?
Becky also said that she agrees with most of my unpopular opinions. So this is my new thing. Becky agrees with me.
And this isn't the same Becky that's bent over the deli counter.
God, I hope not. But I cannot believe that you tied those two things together. I love you so much. So proud of you right now. No, Becky agrees with me. Becky agrees that that was romantic, or it could be seen as romantic rather than just 100% creepy. Like maybe 1% romantic.
Yeah, but you can't just fully go on board just because one other person agrees with you.
This is the only person to ever agree with me. I'm taking my army one by one as this works, Chris.
Needs to be peer reviewed.
But also in Becky's message when she DM'd me on Instagram, she started it out with, I hope this isn't weird because you don't know me.
Hmm? Why would that be weird?
I don't know. Have we created some kind of boundary between who we are and what we talk about and, like, our approachableness?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, me neither.
We're unapproachable?
Are we?
I don't think so.
I am so approachable. All I do, I approach, I see somebody, I'm like, hey, what's up? How are you?
You like talking to strangers.
I do. Do you?
No.
Still not?
Well, I hate initiating the conversation, but once it's started, then I love it. But it terrifies me to my core to start conversations with strangers.
Oh, right. I cannot wait to make you do that more when COVID is over. No, it's great, but I feel like with this job, with what I get to do, I need to be fully immersed in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why when it's safe, or especially when we could before COVID, I'd go out to all these things. I'd meet all these different kinds of people. I love following people back on Instagram because I want to see what our listeners are into, what they like, what they don't like, you know, because I know the show is Jordan Silver and Friends, and I know this is going to be a really, really, really contradicting sentence, but it isn't about me. What's so funny?
Nothing at all.
What's so funny, Chris?
The Jordan Silver and Friends show is not about you.
Right, because this is way deeper than that. It's about a kind of person, I don't know, that thinks a little bit deeper about things and wants to learn. And I'm just like the face of it. Sorry about that. Sorry, I'm the face of it. But the fact that I really don't like the fact that people that listen don't think that they think that it's weird to communicate with us via social media.
If it was a person not in the public face, I could see that. But these positions, these jobs kind of force us to do that. And I don't want to speak for you, but I
you just did. You said force when I like to do it.
Well, I lost my train of thought there. But I love when people message me just to say hello or thanks or throw some information, because I've started some friendships and we have continued conversation. So please don't feel like you can't talk to us.
Yeah, for real. I love it. I love having conversations with people. Don't do it on Facebook Messenger, BuzzFam. No. My Facebook Messenger is a disaster. There's too much stuff going on there. But Instagram, I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, we're bringing it up and you are getting to hear our side of it, but we don't get to hear yours. I mean, we do with the text line. We do with phone calls. That's definitely not everybody and everybody's opinion. If you feel strongly about something, hit us up. If you agree, if you disagree, we're always down to hear both sides of the story. That's one of the cornerstones of this. That is the cornerstone of this show. But yeah, don't feel weird about, we bring up these topics and then, I don't know, it probably feels weird to the Buzz family. Like, all right, I have an opinion on this, but I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah. If you don't message us and don't challenge us, how are we going to grow?
That's Chris at fan tour, whatever. I mean, I don't want it all the time. You don't have to challenge me all the time. But the reason that I'm bringing this up, besides I wanted you to know that Becky agrees with me, Becky with an I.
One person.
Like I said, I will take my army one person at a time, because you know what? That is how you make a good team. You come with me over here. All right, cool. We have the same ideas, same ideals. Okay, cool. We'll wait. We'll try to find some more people. Then we make a very tight group.
It was 13 meagly colonies that defeated the British Empire. So anything's possible.
Nerd. Like, this whole show is based around that. Somebody was complaining about the movies that we picked for. Well, I picked to ask you if you've seen.
Yeah.
Because they were just not the best movies of the millennial generation. They're like, have you seen Empire Records?
No.
Jesus. Clerks?
No.
Reservoir Dogs?
I've seen the first half of that.
So the answer is?
No.
Right. Thank you. Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Okay.
I do like that. I'm surprised.
Okay, the reason that I'm bringing all of this up is because when I started here, when you start with something where you just are given a blank page and lucky enough that the bosses are like, do what you want to do, then you don't really know exactly what is going to stick and what isn't going to stick as far as content, right? And things that have attached themselves to me in the 2 years that I've been here, very interesting. Not the things that I would have thought. Well, I mean, Cats, of course, yes.
I mean, that White Claw thing took off pretty big.
That's what was so surprising. I mean, I got tagged in more White Claw memes and everything. I was the White Claw person.
It was nonstop for weeks.
Well, no.
Months.
Almost a year of it until I switched to Truly Lemonade. But I'm not getting paid for that. So yeah, White Claw stuck. Cats, obviously, stuck. And there's one more thing that I have noticed that has stuck with me about something that I talk about. And I probably got DM'd 200 times about this.
Really?
Yes.
It's the amount of times I told you to rewrite that sentence.
Well, you'll get that at the end of the day, Christopher, just like you should. But Sour Castle in KCK. Someone, I don't want to say that they broke in, but there's no more information.
Mm-hmm.
And took a video of the inside of Sour Castle as of Saturday.
You're talking about the recent one that was posted?
Yeah.
Where we haven't seen the inside in decades?
Right. There's definitely a reason for that. And maybe 90% of the Buzz family already knows because they've seen the video and they've sent it to me. But we will talk about it because, woo, I thought the inside of Sour Castle in KCK was a total loss.
The video changed your mind?
Yeah. It didn't change yours?
It changed one of my minds, but you're not going to be happy about it.
Tell me about this second mind that you have. I love you.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
I mean, I messaged the guy that shot the video, but I did message him at 4 o'clock this morning. So he probably, it's only 8:37. He probably hasn't got it yet, but I don't know how this guy got into Sour Castle to video the inside of Sour Castle in KCK. He even, at the very end, opens up the hatch to go to the very, very top, which is called the Widow's Walk.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a key. Did you notice that at the end of the video?
I saw that in his hand. So
who the hell's this guy?
Have permission from someone?
You can't get permission to go into Sour Castle. There is a fence there for a reason. There's a caretaker there to run you off and away if you do anything that looks like trespassing whatsoever.
Do we know the date that video was filmed?
Said Saturday. Saturday. Oh. Yeah, I drove by there on Friday. And it was during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the video that, thank you, Buzz Family. Thank you for tagging me in this and sending it to me, because I have not, and I didn't think that I would be able to see the inside of Sour Castle. Sour Castle is a 149-year-old castle in KCK that has had a lot of sadness happen to it, mm-hmm. and it's gone to hell. Mm-hmm. And it may possibly be up for auction. Originally, it was supposed to be up for auction on August 27th. There's a lot of stipulations that are based around there. I'm not going to bore you with those, BuzzFam, but there are. But that got pushed back because of COVID, and now the auction date, if it does go to auction, is TBD. Because only X amount of people can be in a room together. So, but I want this castle. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is. I saw a news story for it in, like, the Kansas City Star, and it was like, hey, this little castle might be up for sale. Clicked it, and my heart went, I want this. And then a week later, drove up to it to look at it in real life, and my heart was like, you. I want to restore you to the original way that you looked on the inside. Plus, everybody in KCK, there are so many people that have DM'd me that they have personal stories of, I don't know, their grandmother, like, getting to play there or, you know, living by the castle. And just Kansas City really has an emotional connection to this castle, and I don't know why. It is the stupidest idea
yep.
I have ever had. But that thing that stops you, like logic.
Yeah. Thrown out the window?
No, it just doesn't exist in this. Oh. But I'm very logical. There's lots of things that I don't do. I'm not just like a crazy person that tries everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But for some strange reason, I cannot get to the, I cannot, there's not more bad than good when it comes to this, if it does become available. And so, obviously, the Buzz family has understood this because someone was able to get inside of it somehow and uploaded a video of what it looks like on the inside. Outside, beautiful. Outside, it passes my one rule.
What's that?
The I call it the Big Bad Wolf rule.
Oh, yeah.
I want a house that will not fall down if someone huffs and puffs and blows at it. Yes, I'm an adult. That's my one rule with a house. And air conditioning, second.
So you got two rules.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. Like your two brains. Chris, you want to talk about those?
No.
Okay. We'll move back to Sour Castle. So the outside, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, windows are broken. Some stuff is falling apart. But the brick is great. The inside, though, again, no one's seen in like 20, 30 years.
The last time people were in, I believe, when they had an estate sale in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some videos of going in, but that was 30 years ago. A lot can happen with weather.
Yeah. So I, especially when the windows are broken. So you can see it. Basically go anywhere and type in Sour Castle inside. You can see this new video that showed up on the internet a couple days ago. Can you describe what you saw? Because I don't think that it's fair.
I would be happy to describe what I saw in the video.
Okay.
It starts off in the back where the kitchen is, where the entire side of the wall has completely caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there and it is just a treacherous mess of broken down buildings that is probably beyond repair. And
don't
then you
say
go
that.
Into the main rooms. All the walls are cracked down. The roof is leaked. You can see the rafter boards.
It's history.
There's so much stuff in there that needs to be repaired.
There's exposed brick. Exposed brick is very important and very cute. There's a lot of exposed brick.
And then they have the wooden staircases, which are beautiful, but need probably thousands of dollars just in restoration of just the staircase alone.
Yeah, you just put a piece of wood on there. Slam, slam, slam. Good, done. Right? Yeah. You've seen the money trap. The money pit.
I have seen that one. And then I'll go up to the top of the tower where I'm surprised he trusted those stairs to get up there.
They didn't creak. They didn't creak. Did you notice that when he was walking up those stairs? All I could hear is this
everything else was creaking.
The guy was creaking. Poor dude. There's a lot of stairs in Sour Castle. That sucks. Get in an elevator if I get it. That's going to be the only modern update besides the air conditioning. Yeah, okay. So it's a little dirty on the inside. It's a little dirty. I mean, it looks like it could take a good clean. Somebody commented under the video, quote, guess it's the cleaning lady's week off.
And after seeing that video, that's when my second mind did change.
To what?
Absolutely not. You should run away.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't want to see you financially ruined because the clearing the stuff out to start the renovations is going to be $10,000,
$20,000. No. Broom and friends. Broom and friends and a lot of masks because it looks a little dusty in there. Oh, my God. I saw the video of Sour Castle that everyone's been sending me. The video that just popped up. Mm-hmm. Someone shot over the past couple days of the inside. And again, to my knowledge, it is the only video that exists of the inside that is newer.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just a little dirty on the inside. It does look like
that's your definition of a little dirty?
Yeah, like I told you, there's exposed brick. Pay no attention to the fact that the wall's falling down. There's exposed brick, right?
Yeah.
God, I didn't see a light fixture. I didn't see a tub. I didn't see any of that. But that gives me room to restore it how I want to.
You got that $500,000 to start?
I texted my friend. I sent her the video. And she was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, all I want to do is get in that house, get on my hands and knees, and scrub it with a toothbrush. Oh, could you imagine? 20 rooms.
With a toothbrush?
Yeah, that's how good you got to clean it. It's pretty dirty, like you said.
If you do get this, you're not going to call me, right?
We're going to use your toothbrush.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Well, the answer is 3 hours, Christopher. It takes someone 3 hours to write a sentence 200 times.
That's in print and cursive.
That's correct. 100 times each. Buzz family, if you want to know what we're talking
sloppy.
About. So what? We don't use pens and paper anymore, dude. I could have typed that sentence 200 times very fast.
Can't copy paste it, though.
Whatever. Are you watching me? Plus, fam, if you want to know what we're talking about, it's on the podcast today, which will be up 965thebuzz.com/podcasts. It'll be up by 10 a.m. Had a lot of fun stuff to talk about, but you and I were talking about movies earlier, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was listening in.
He was listening to the show live?
Yeah, from Maine.
Oh.
Mm. Which sucked because I said something horrible about them.
Oops.
We were talking about movies. I asked you if you guys had cable. You said yes. And I was like, we did too. I got to watch a lot of movies. We had HBO, but that's weird because why would we? We were so poor.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was listening. So that was a nice little text. But he just sent me probably the worst text I've ever seen in my entire life.
What?
It says, sorry, that was supposed to go to your mom. That's what it says as a preview on my phone.
It only has that.
Yeah.
You can't see what the previous text.
No, and I haven't looked at my phone in probably like 30 minutes.
Uh-oh.
So whatever it is.
Do your parents still?
I was an immaculate conception. Listen, hey.
What?
Remember that time you made me wear a dress?
Yeah.
The first time in 19 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to take that and do me a solid now. This is it. This is my trade. This is my trade. This is my trade.
You're going to have to... You're having me read your parents' possible sexy messages to each other?
Well, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. My dad texted me, sorry, that was supposed to go to your mom. That's all I can see on my phone as a preview. Chris, just like look... Just delete it, you know? You don't even have to look at it. Just delete it. Just get rid of it, please. I don't want to know. Sorry, that was supposed to go to your mom. What could he be texting my mom?
Hmm.
You're not making...
We had HBO for movies and sports.
That's what was supposed to go to my mom?
I love you too.
Aww.
Wait.
What?
The I love you too was supposed to go to your mom? Ooh.
Ow. Is this what it feels like to die?
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.